Okay, hi list, this is Gary Redfern Gray, and as promised, this is my demonstration of how to work with the MIDI event list in Logic Pro X. Now, as you know, this isn't accessible, it doesn't work with VoiceOver, but with a few tricks and tips, you're going to be able to use the list to do some things. So let me tell you how I like to use an event list. Normally, I like to use an event list if I've made a mistake in a piece of music that I've played in and I want to correct a single note without re-recording the passage. Okay, so either that note is an extra note which needs deleting, or it's a note which is the wrong note and needs essentially transposing, or sometimes when I've played a passage, I find that one or more notes have a different velocity, either it's too quiet or too loud, and normally too loud in my case. So sometimes I like to just find that note and change the velocity of it without actually having to re-record the piece. This piece of piano music that I've just played in isn't to click either, so it's kind of difficult to copy and paste things. Normally I would record to click, but for whatever reason, I'm going to show you how to do all of those things with the event list using speech. How cool is that? Right, so here we go.
One bar, one beat, one division, one tick.
I'm now at the beginning of the piece, and I will play the piece from the beginning. Ooh, that's not good. Let's play that again.
One bar, one beat, one division, one tick.
Okay, so I want to correct that mistake that's in there. So how do I do that? Well, the way you do this with the event list, or one thing that you need to know about the event list, is when you go into the event list, there are two things you can do with it. One is that when you use the down and up arrows, you can scroll through the notes and hear what those notes are. So you don't actually need speech for that. If you've got a good ear and you can hear where the mistake is, you could actually do that without actually seeing what the note values are. The second thing is that what will be in the event list when you open it, and we'll do this in a minute, is the notes which are in the currently selected MIDI region. Now at the moment I have a MIDI track with all my piano on it, and the whole track is one region. Just one piece of audio that's been recorded in one take, essentially, if you're not familiar with regions. So what we're going to do, the secret to using this, because essentially what I wasn't able to do was to be able to sync the MIDI event list and the playhead. So what I wanted to be able to do was to be able to, when I stop playback, I wanted the event that I stopped on to be highlighted in the list, and I couldn't figure out a way of doing that. So if anybody knows how to do that, write to the list and let me know. Let us all know. Okay, so the secret to doing this is to filter it down. So we're going to split the track so that we have a region that only contains the notes we want to work with, or the offending notes. So I like to try and make those regions as small as possible so that I only have, you know, four notes to scroll through rather than 4,000, essentially. So what I'm going to do,
one bar, one beat, one division, one tick.
Okay, I've pressed enter to go to the beginning of my song. I'm going to press the space bar and I'm going to stop the song just before the point where the mistake is. Okay, so I've pressed space bar to stop that. Now I'm going to split my region by pressing command T.
Overlapping notes found. Do you want to keep, to shorten, or to split those?
And when you do that, it asks you whether you want to keep, shorten.
You are currently on a text element. Do you keep button, shorten, but split, default button.
Keep, shorten, or split. The bottom line is you need to keep the notes. You don't want to actually change those note values.
You are currently on
the
button. To click this button, press control, option, space, shorten, keep button. Now in, I'm through with love, tracks, window, track.
Right. So I've now put a cut just before the mistake. Okay. When I've done that, what I've now got is everything to the right of the cut is in a big region which happens to be selected. Everything to the left of the cut is in a region which is not selected. Okay, so it's important to know that. So I'm going to press the spacebar and play past the mistake now. Ooh, there it is. So just a few notes. So I know I've got the mistake in that little section. So I'm going to put another cut in. Command T. I'm going to press.
Overlapping notes found. Do you want to keep, to shorten, or to split those?
And again, we've got long notes here. We've got overlapping notes. Doesn't matter. We're going to keep. All right.
You are currently unattached. Shorten button. Split. Split. Short. Keep button.
And I'm just VO right arrowing VO until I find the button, till the keep button. I'm pressing.
You are currently on the button.
VO
to click
space
button,
bar,
press Control Option Space. Now in. I'm through with love. Tracks. Window.
Right. So essentially, I've made another cut. So everything to the right of my cut is selected, and everything to the left of my cut is not selected. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I'm not in quick nav mode, because quite often I use that. So I'm going to press the left and right arrow together.
Quick nav on, quick nav off.
So quick nav is off, and I'm going to press left arrow. Now what that's going to do is that's going to select the region that we've just made. So when we put our second cut in, it created a region between our first cut and our second cut, just containing the offending notes. All right, that's my boiler turning on. I'll just turn that off, just because that often annoys me. There we are, it's off now. Right, so now we've got a region with just the notes we want to work with in, and I'm going to open the event list. We do this with Command 7.
Now in, I'm through with love, colon, I, and ST1. I'm through with love, event list, window, event, group.
Okay. And now I should be able to scroll through those notes.
You are currently
on
a group.
Got.
To interact with items in this group, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
Okay. Okay, I think this note is flat. Okay, so when you find the offending note, which is this one here, you can transpose the note by using Option, down or up arrows. So I'm now going to press Option, and I'm going to press up arrow. Okay, so now we have, I'm scrolling through the list now. That sounds like what I want. And I'm now going to press the enter to go to the beginning of the tune.
One bar, one beat, one division, one tick.
And I'm going to play it now. That's what I'd like. That sounds fine to me. So I'm going to shut the event list.
Now in, I'm through with love, tracks.
So hopefully you can see how that's happened. We've created a region just containing the notes we want to change, so that we don't have lots of notes to scroll through. We're using the down arrow to scroll through the region, or up arrow to find the note we want to do something with, or transpose in this case. And then we're using Option down arrow to flatten it, or Option up arrow to sharpen the note. And that's how you would correct a given note. Okay, so what about deleting notes? Well, that's in fact even easier. So there's another problem here. My five-year-old decided that he wanted to play piano too when I was playing. So in here and around about bar 8, so I'm using the full stop to move by bar.
4 bars, 1 beat, 1, 5 bars, 1 beat, 6 bars, 1 beat, 1, 7 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1, 8 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Okay, of course you can do slash, and you can type the bar number in if you know it as well. That's another quicker way if you know how to get to a bar, but quite often I use the comma and full stop. And if I play this bar here, you'll hear a nice high note. Ooh. That high note there. That's good.
A bars, one beat, one division, one tick.
Again. Okay, so I want to get rid of that high note. Now, what I'm going to do here is normally it's important to make sure that when you come to split your region, that the region under where the playhead is right now is selected. And there's no easy guarantee of that. I have one MIDI track here. So what I would do is I would press Command A to select the whole track. Okay, again, you don't get space. I've just pressed it now. You don't actually get any feedback, but Command A, it's just like select all everywhere else on the Mac. And that will guarantee that I've got that region selected. If I had more than one track, I would actually do a down arrow, up arrow, because whenever you move to a track using the arrow keys, if you've got quick nav turned off, whenever you first move to a track with those, everything on that track is selected. So either way, that will make sure that where you are now, what's under the playhead is selected. And that's important because you can't split a region unless you've actually highlighted that region. All right, so part of it is recognizing how things are actually working and just building this into your workflow. So we are at bar 8. Just make sure we are at bar 8 here.
8 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Sounds good. And what I do is I try and get as few notes as possible in the event list. So once you've played a note and you've heard it, if you split the region there, those notes will not actually be in your region, which is quite helpful. So this beginning is bar 8 here. You hear that chord at the beginning. I don't want the notes of that chord, so I'm gonna wait till they've played, and then somewhere in those notes I'm gonna split the region.
8 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, so 1 tick.
8 bars, beginning of bar 8. So I've just heard them there, and I've pressed space to stop it again before that high note has sounded. And I'm now going to do what we did before, Command T.
Overlapping notes found. Do you want to keep too short or to split those? Do you want to keep button?
And I do want to keep those notes. I don't want to move them or shorten or split them.
Now in, I'm through with love. Tracks, okay. Window, tracks.
Now I'm just going to play until I've heard this high note. Oop, there it is.
You are currently on a group. To interact with items in this group,
no
press
notes
control,
actually
option,
played
down
before
arrow.
I managed to hit the stop key. So I'm going to do what we did again. I'm going to press Command T. Okay. And we now know that the region to the right of the cut I've just made is selected. So I'm now going to press a left arrow key. That will select just the region with the offending notes, or note in this case. All right, and I'm going to open the event list again. Command 7.
Now in, I'm through with love, call an INST1. Through with love, event list, window,
and now
event,
I'm
going to
scroll down and find the note. There it is. That was just me pressing down arrow.
You are currently on a group. To interact with items
I'm
in this group,
sure what
press
other
control,
events
option,
in the
shift,
list.
Down arrow.
Some pedal events, I don't care. I'm just waiting until I'm hearing that sound that I don't want. That's the note. And then I'm just going to press the delete key. Simples. All right. And then, with confidence, he says, I'm going to press Command W to close the event list.
Now in, I'm through with love, tracks, window, tracks.
I'm going to go to bar, let's go to bar 7.
8 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Daring.
7 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And we'll play through bar 8, see if we can hear that note now.
You are currently in a group. To interact with items in this group, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
It's gone. See, how easy was that, guys? And girls? Dead easy, right? So, all right, so that's how you transpose notes. We've covered that. We've covered how to delete notes. So you essentially find the note you don't want in the event list and you press the delete key once you hear it. Now, let's see if we can do velocity. So there is somewhere in this tune, I'm not sure exactly where it is.
Twelve bars, one beat, one division, one tick.
Where is that? I think it's around about here. It's here. There. That note. Let's find out what that is. This D. Okay. That's too loud for what I want it to be. Okay, so
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
There it is.
Set 16 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
So I want that D to be quieter. So how am I going to do that? All right, well, we're going to use our trusty technique. We are going to create a region where we can find that D.
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick. 17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick. 16 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick. 17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Again, I'm just using dot and comma to find 17. I think it's somewhere after that. Now, so I'm in the right place, but before I split my region, I need to make sure that the region under the playhead is selected, because I have no idea whether it is or not, but I don't care, because I would either have done a down arrow, up arrow to just reselect the track again, or I'm just going to do Command A. Okay. And that will select the whole of the track, including the part that's under the playhead. I'm now going to press Command T.
Overlapping notes found. Do you want to keep too short notes to split those?
Hey, we've done this before.
Do you want to keep button?
All right.
Keep. Now I'm through with love. Tracks. Window.
All right. And then let's play past where we hear that D sound. All right. So have that. We're going to do another.
You are currently on a groove. To an overlapping notes found. Do you want to keep too short? Do you want to keep button? Now I'm through with love. Tracks. Window. Tracks. Groove.
Right. Okay.
You are currently on a groove. To interact with items in this groove,
and
press Control, Option,
now,
Shift, Down arrow.
We're going to press a left arrow. That will have selected the region. We're going to find the note with Command 7. Open the event list.
Open event list. Now I'm through with love, colon, INST1. I'm through with love. Event list, window, event, groove.
Now we're on the note there. So we up arrow. That's the note there.
You are currently on
now
the groove.
Now we've used
to
the event list
in this group,
to select
press Control, Option,
the
Shift,
note.
Down arrow.
But actually, what we want to do is change the velocity of that note. Now we're going to do that. All right, well, we can't do it in the event list because it's not accessible. However,
close. Now I'm through with love. Tracks,
close
window,
the event list.
Tracks, group.
Go to the
menu
window
bar,
menu.
Apple, window. Window, menu, 24
and
items.
We're going to come down and open piano roll.
Minimize command, zoom command, cycle through, bring all to front, open main window command, open mixer command, two, open smart controls, open piano roll command, 4.
Command 4.
Open piano roll. Now I'm through with love. Piano roll, window, piano roll.
So now we've actually got the note selected, but we are in the piano roll. And the piano roll.
You are currently on
the
groove. To interact with items in this group, press Control, Option, Shift, Down arrow.
And it lets us change some of the note parameters, which include velocity.
Time quantize. Empty scroll area. Empty scroll area. 116 note, menu button. Q button. Strength. 100%. Strength,
I'm
slider.
VO right arrowing through. And I'm going to find velocity eventually.
100. Swing. 0%. 0. Scale quantize. Off, menu button. Major, menu button. Q button. Velocity.
There it is.
86.5%. Velocity, slider.
And it's 86.5%. And it is
110.
110. Well, you can change that however you want.
Inside of a group.
Let's try and use the slider.
86.5%. Velocity, slider.
I'm going to interact with that slider. But you can actually click on the number and type it in. I'm going to use the
interact with slider.
Slider and try and get this down to
81%, 69.8%, 64.3%, 58.7%, 53.2%.
53. Okay, I'm just going to press comma.
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Play it now. Oh, I see that's a lot quieter, isn't it?
You are currently on a slider. Inside.
That's a little bit too quiet, I think, now.
57.9%.
Let's try that.
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
No.
62.7%.
62?
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
That's a bit better. So I think
67.5%.
67 or maybe
72.2%. 66.7%.
66.
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
That's better. So, you've seen how this works now. You've seen how I do this. So you don't actually need voiceover all the time. And what I would suggest, if you don't do this very often, I don't do it very often, but when I want to do it, I want to do it. Okay. So it's worth just practicing this. I mean, the first thing is to get comfortable with splitting regions and how that works. And what regions are selected when you press Command T. Okay, don't forget that it's probably useful to make sure that Quick Nav is off and press Command and left arrow a bunch of times, because that will zoom the project really far in, so that essentially the whole region will be on the screen at once. What I found is this doesn't always work if the playhead happens to be off the screen when you try to split regions. So what I suggest you do is just press Command and left arrow a bunch of times to make sure that essentially the whole of your region for that track, for the whole song, will be on the screen. And then you don't have these problems when you come to do Command T to split. So this has been quite long, but hopefully that's been useful. And let me know what you think, or if you've got any other things to add, or if you've got any other comments. Obviously just write to the list and let me know.